This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today, the Dutch group Mars One announced a plan to fund a human colony on Mars by turning the process into a reality television show. Sabri Benisher has the story.
In the beginning, back in the 90s, there was MTV's The Real World.
What happens when people stop being polite?
And Survivor, 10 years later.
I would let the vultures take you.
Then came child beauty queen Honey Boo Boo.
You better wear knickknacks.
And at some point, we started getting shows about crabbers and truckers.
Duck hunting. Comic book men. Alaskan women looking for love.
Janine Poggi is with Ad Age magazine.
Well, reality in general is just cheap to make, and I think that's why you see just a prevalence of it.
Agata Kochanowska is an analyst with Ibis World. She says reality TV has underperformed compared to other genres in terms of earnings for the show's producers, and it'll continue to do so.
During the next 5 years, television production revenue is forecast to grow at an annualized rate of 4.9% compared to 2.8% for reality TV.
But reality TV can definitely still strike gold. Big network productions like The Voice earn $240,000 for a commercial, almost as much as sitcom Two and a Half Men, according to Ad Age. And even A&E's Duck Dynasty, a show about people who make duck calls, has 8 million viewers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benisher for Marketplace.